You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is news team correspondent Andrew Rainey and co-host of La Radio on Monday evenings. And tonight in the studio, we're here with one of the candidates for one of the three open seats for city council this November. Thanks so much for being with us. I wonder if you could introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Vijay Kapoor. I live in South Asheville, and this is my first time running for public office.
Wonderful. How long have you been in Asheville for?
So I actually grew up in Asheville. I lived here. My father was the plant manager at the Westinghouse Electric Plant, which is down in South Asheville, and that's now Eaton Manufacturing. We moved away, and I actually moved my family back down here about 3.5 years ago.
Have you seen a lot of change coming back through?
Yeah, Asheville was a lot different when we lived here, when I first lived here in the mid-80s. A lot of the issues that folks are dealing with now, people would have loved to have had those issues back then. It was a place where downtown really was shut down after 6, and a lot of the issues that we're facing now, folks would have dreamed, they would have loved to have had those issues back then.
Mm. So seeing some of those issues, has that drawn you into this piece? What has brought you inspiration to run for city council?
Sure. So Asheville, this was a great place to grow up, and I got a great, great start in life here. And part of the reason I wanted to move back was I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I really want to raise my family here. My folks have retired back down here, and I got a great start in life in Asheville. I'm concerned a little bit about the direction in which the city is going, and I'm also concerned a bit about our capabilities to deal with what might be coming our way, both from the state government as well as the federal government.
You mentioned seeing some new concerns that you didn't see prior. What do some of those look like?
So some of the three main areas that I'm particularly concerned about, the first is that I don't think neighborhoods at this point have a strong enough voice in city matters. I mean, I think neighborhoods really are the foundation of our community, and I don't think the city right now is doing a good enough job with engaging them and with listening to their needs. The other two areas that I'm very concerned about right now are what seems to be our inability to deal with very rapid growth. And development. The traffic is a mess in many parts of the city, particularly down in South Asheville, where I live. We just have not done a good enough job with our infrastructure to deal with a lot of the development that's been happening. At the same time, folks want to live here, and we have an affordable housing issue. And so we need to find a balance, in my view, of rational and responsible development, but being able to keep Asheville, keep what's great about Asheville, it's special. And the third concern that I have really deals with our economy. Asheville historically has had a boom or bust economy. When we were living here in the 80s, it was a bust. And part of the reason it was because we were heavily reliant on real estate and tourism for our economy. And we've had 7 years of economic growth nationally, and we have a lot of wage issues down here in Asheville as well. And my concern right now is that we don't have a resilient and diversified enough economy, because when the next recession may occur, and it may occur relatively soon, Asheville is not poised in a good position to weather that. And my concern is that we really need a diversified economy, one that focuses on green jobs, the jobs that deal with climate change, that have good wages, so that we can help deal with some of the wage issues that we have in this area as well.
Over the next 5 years, assuming you enter into the city council position, what could some of those changes look like that might prepare Asheville for some of these issues?
Well, in particular on the economy front, we really need, in my view, we have an opportunity to focus on green jobs. We live in a beautiful part of the country. Folks are very environmentally aware around here, and we've got such great social capital, if you will, from folks who understand these sorts of issues. And what I really want to push is the ability for us to find ways of bringing companies here and encouraging entrepreneurs to be able to start their own companies that deal with these major issues, because climate change is not going away. We're recording this interview when it's pouring rain outside and dealing with, seeing a weather pattern that we historically haven't seen in a long time. Those issues are not going away, and in my view, we really need to push and encourage that type of job, because when we bring those opportunities here, What we'll be able to do is hopefully bring good wages and good wage jobs and have an opportunity for a lot of people to be able to kind of do what they want to do. Asheville has always historically been a place where, you know, if you weren't kind of a doctor, you always had to find a side hustle. You always had to find a way to make do. That was true when I lived here as a kid, and I think it's true now. And so I really want to find opportunities and ways of encouraging entrepreneurs to be able to kind of do their own thing, because that really is kind of what Asheville is, and that's what makes this place very special and why so many people want to live here.
Have you seen examples in other cities of that kind of job prospering and offering living wages to the employees?
Yeah, I think you know, if you look at it at other cities that are similar to Asheville, you look at sort of the Portlands of the world. You look at also places like Chattanooga, Tennessee. You know, there's an opportunity for I think there's an opportunity for that type of job to be brought here. But the other thing too is in some cases we're at a threshold where we're looking to develop that right now. We don't, you know, in some of those cases, what we have in Asheville and in other places, again, is sort of an opportunity for us to figure out ways of doing it. So, you know, I haven't done a full study kind of across the country on this issue, but part of what I'd like to do during our campaign is to learn more about that and really to talk to people, because I'm a small business owner myself. I've found a little niche that I've been able to do, but I know there's a lot of other people in Asheville who are interested, again, sort of doing their own thing and trying to make it work.
So promoting economic diversity is one of the larger issues you seek to highlight in the campaign.
I do, because it impacts a lot of areas. It impacts the issue of people being able to live here. It impacts the issue of affordable housing, people being able to afford these things. And again, from a national perspective, and this is getting into a little of the nuts and bolts, the new Trump budget, if it's passed, is really going to hurt the economy here in Asheville. It's really going to blow a big hole in our budget. Same thing with the state government in terms of what might be coming our way. And if we're going to be fighting over the next 4 or 5 years to deal with some of those economic issues, if there's a national recession, we're going to have to work really hard to preserve the services that we currently have, not to mention what we'd like to see happen in the next couple of years.
That's totally the truth. Oh man.
Yeah. Are you sort of seeing the same? I'm curious. I know we're just kind of talking here, but I mean, what are some of the issues that you guys are, that you personally are kind of worried about and dealing with?
Transportation, of course, is one that I personally experience a lot, getting around on bicycle primarily.
Right.
I don't see a lot of sidewalks in,
right,
you know, high traffic areas. Roads are definitely the what most of state budget goes to.
Right.
And I've been doing research, talking with other people, Julie Mayfield, about the current,
sure,
transportation issues, multimodal transportation,
yep,
group. And I understand there's lots of challenges and obstacles with the state not providing funding and also owning a lot of the roads that could be changed to make it, whether it be like the, what is it, opposite of an induced demand regard,
right,
where you
right,
you tighten roads and expand maybe a road just for buses or bike,
right,
lanes as a dominant piece. But the state has created quite a few obstacles, apparently from kind of auto industry influence in state politics. I guess that is something that it does greatly affect, you know, ability to get to work,
right,
to have affordable housing, or, you know, what places are you able to get housing? And if you can't get to work, you can't keep the house.
Right.
So there are a lot of issues that go through there. That's the piece that is the biggest concern to me currently.
Right.
Although certainly it's a much wider conversation about how that gets done.
Yeah, and I'll tell you too, just, I mean, one of the things that I've been trying to focus on, particularly living in South Asheville, because I know there's all this talk about districts, and I'm on the record being opposed to having these districts, but in South Asheville, kind of where I got my start, you can't get around in most places in South Asheville without a car. I mean, you talk about not having sidewalks, not having bike lanes. There's so much down there, you know, grocery stores and otherwise that people would love to be able to walk to. And because of the way that the transportation has been planned, we don't have that ability. And I think there's a feeling down in South Asheville. We're starting to get a little bit of a focus now. Folks are making enough of a noise about it now. But those issues that other parts of the city are facing, the transportation, the inability to get around without being in a car, the need for greenways, there's a big demand for that in South Asheville as well. And I'm hearing that from a lot of people. It's part of the reason why folks have encouraged me to run, since we currently don't have anybody on city council who lives in South Asheville.
It's interesting to see how the bonds and the engagement with the bonds over the next 7 years will hopefully help out these issues. The projection of city council members I've talked to already don't see that as a permanent solution to transportation issues in town, but hopefully it'll provide some improvement in that regard.
Yeah, and I think you're right though too. Some of this just needs to be, we need to have a focus on this area, and residents need to listen and to also to speak up. And that was kind of going back to my point about the neighborhood needs. There's a big demand down there in South Asheville to be able to have bike lanes, greenways, sidewalks, because historically the way development occurred down there, it was all car based. And there wasn't a lot of thought put into it, frankly. And only now are we getting sidewalks on one of our major roads. We're thankful for those, and you can see people using them. But we got a long way to go, and that's part of what I want to push for if I get elected to city council.
So a lot of these issues are in the public spaces and, in quite a few places, transportation, jobs, housing. What do you see as differentiating your campaign from other city council candidates?
So I think there's a couple of things. I mean, first, I grew up in Asheville and had the opportunity to see it at one point, as it being a very different place than it is now. But I also moved away and came back. So I think I've got a perspective right now of being able to be arguably both a native as well as a newcomer. There's always a tension in Asheville about who's the native and who's the newcomer. I straddle both of those, and so I think it gives me, number one, a perspective and a historical perspective on the city as well as what's going on in other parts of the country. I think the second thing that differentiates me is in my professional life, I do economic analysis for cities. A lot of the big issues that we're facing in Asheville, dealing with budget, finance, police hiring, it's something I do in my private life. It's what I do for a living. I don't do any paid work in North Carolina, and I won't. But I have an expertise in that area. And the third thing that I think differentiates me is that in that professional life, I've also served as a mediator. Dealing with some very public, complex issues involving public safety pensions. And we've been able to get consensus there. And that's a big push that I'd like to see here in Asheville. We've got a lot of divisive issues. People are upset about certain things. The piece of land outside the Civic Center, right? Short-term rentals and ADUs. And what I'm hopeful to do is be able to work with people around the city to see if we can find a solution. What I've been doing right now is going out and talking with people and getting their perspective and seeing where some of the commonalities may be. And what I've found is people tend to there's a lot more commonality than there is dissension when you really sit down and talk to people about what their needs are. And so I think those three things set me apart from some of the other city council candidates.
Should listeners be interested in learning more, do you have any resources where they could find out more information about your campaign?
I do. We have a website. It's kapoorforcouncil.org. And we'd be happy for you to come check that out, learn a little bit more about me, sign up if you want to volunteer. Again, that's kapoorforcouncil.org.
Could you spell that out?
No worries. It's K-A-P as in Peter, O-O-R, F-O-R, C-O-U-N-C-I-L.org.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Be sure to stay tuned. Future Asheville FM Productions, as we continue to offer voices of other city council candidates for the election in November.